This is the rent roll, 5 minutes of operator intel before the day's first call. Today's decision is the one you've been running on autopilot since 2024. A lease comes up for renewal, and you have to choose, push the increase or reset the unit to market. For 2 years, the answer was easy. Keep everyone at almost any cost. The second quarter numbers just changed the math. Here's what moved. National vacancy dropped below 9% for the first time since 2024, down to 8.9%, out of the 9.2% to 9.4% range that had held for over a year. Renters are absorbing apartments faster than developers can deliver them, and asking rents ticked up to 1.5% year over year, up from 1.1% the quarter before, the first real acceleration since the softening began. The pricing pendulum is quietly swinging back toward you. So here's the payload up front. The market just handed you a little pricing power back, but only if you run the renewal versus reset call per unit instead of on autopilot. And the one number that decides it is not the headline asking rent. It's effective rent, what you actually collect after concessions. Because even as the market tightens, free rent giveaways are still holding near multi-year highs, and they quietly mute the gain. So watch effective rent, unit by unit. Now the green, yellow, and red flags. Green flag, push the renewal increase. This is your green light where four things line up. The unit is at or under market. Your submarket vacancy is tightening. The tenant is sticky and low hassle, and there's no concession baked into their current rent. That's the profile where the recovering market is actually real for you. So capture it. Bring the increase with current comps and a straight face, not an apology. For a lot of your units this cycle, green is the right call, and last year it wasn't. Yellow flag, split the difference. This is the modest bump for the units where the math is closer. A high turnover cost, a genuinely good payer, or a concession still shadowing the effective rent. Any one of those says protect the occupancy while you nudge up. You're not leaving the increase on the table, you're sizing it to the risk. A smaller raise on a tenant who stays beats a bigger one on a vacancy you have to go fill. Yellow means move up, carefully. Red flag, reset to market. This one's the trap, so handle it last and handle it narrow. Only reset, only let the unit turn when the in-place rent is well below a market, ask you have actually verified, and the make-ready is cheap. And only after you've done the arithmetic out loud, the rent uplift in dollars against the full cost of the turn, vacancy days, make-ready, leasing, and marketing, plus any concession you'll have to offer the next renter to fill it. Run that honestly, and the reset often loses to a solid renewal. Reset on the numbers, never on the hunch. So the one number to watch, effective rent, net of concessions, unit by unit. Watch it and treat every renewal as the pricing decision it actually is, now that the market is giving instead of taking. Know your submarket, talk to your broker, and run that math before the letter goes out. For 2 years, the market ran your renewals. Starting this quarter, you do. Next time on the rent roll, the real cost of a unit turn and how to price a make-ready before you swing a single hammer. Follow the rent roll so that teardown lands in your feed before your next unit goes vacant. The rent roll. One next move.